Apologize, amen, Jesus, that is not our intro, amen, but it is the intro for another broadcast, amen, but you know how it is, once this program, it has to work its way out of the cycle, amen, but we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for yet another day, a day that we have not seen, amen, we have not seen this day, people of God. And we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for all of his goodness. We praise him for all of his grace, amen. Glory to God, because truly the Lord has been good to us, amen. And people of God, we owe him a praise. We owe him a praise, amen. Glory be to God. So we're so grateful on today, amen, for you coming out to be with us on today. Amen, Jesus, we want you to go ahead and text a couple of people, amen, and let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're alive, amen. Tell them to come on in and be a part with us on tonight, amen. Tell them to come on in and be a part of what the Lord is about to do. Amen. We have great expectations of what the Lord is about to do on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We were blessed on last night. Amen. And the woman of God, glory to God, Pastor Nellie Kidd. And we're so grateful that she is back with us again on tonight. Amen. So we are so grateful for that. Amen. Glory to God. Come on in. Come on in. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we just want to apologize. Amen. For our intro. Amen. That has to work its way out of the system. Glory be to God. But nevertheless, amen. We're going on in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to endeavor to continue to hook the line, hook our broadcast up. Amen. Glory be to God. So we, amen, do our intros tonight, and then we're going to ask Minister Ollie Booker if she will come over and bless the line for us. Amen. Glory be to God. But we give God thanks again. We give God praise again for this day that he has made. We thank God for all of our listeners, wherever you're listening from. We thank God for you, amen, here in this continental U.S., amen, the Isles of the Sea, the Caribbean Islands, amen, Jesus, Africa, the continent of Africa, amen. Glory to God, no matter where you're calling from, we just want to say thank you on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God, thank you for your feedback to let us know, amen, that the system is not working right. Amen. We appreciate you for that, amen, so that we can get it right, amen, because we're on this end, and amen, but you're, amen, receiving on your end. So we thank God for your feedback to let us know when something is not working just right, amen, because we, people of God, endeavor to operate, to move in the spirit of excellence, amen. Glory to God. We just do not believe. We know, amen, the Lord wouldn't have it any other way. Amen. So we move in the spirit of excellence on this line. And we thank God for you, people of God, for helping us to maintain the integrity of this line. Amen. To help us, amen, Jesus, to let us again know, glory to God. So because whenever we're not here on the line broadcasting, anybody that should listen to our broadcast afterwards, amen, we want them to have the same, amen, this self-same anointing that flows while we're broadcasting to flow unto them. Amen. So thank you for helping us to maintain the integrity of the line. Amen. And glory to God. Just being, glory be to God, in consistency. Amen. In obedience with what God is doing. Amen. It's because of you, people of God, that we're yet here. Amen, Jesus, and we're so grateful, amen, to be here. I'm telling you, people of God, we're at, I think, 444, day 444, I believe it is. Amen, Jesus, here on the line. Amen, Jesus, and people are yet being blessed. Amen, people are yet being blessed. And so we are so very, very grateful for that. Amen, we're so very grateful for it. Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, people have been blessed. People have been saved, delivered, set free. Amen. Houses set in order. Glory to God. Two marriages come out of houses being set in order according to the divine will of God. Amen. And they are blessed and walking in the blessings of the Lord. Amen. So we thank God tonight. Amen. We thank God tonight for that. Amen. For them. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God is doing it, people of God. He's doing it by his spirit. He's doing it all by his spirit. Amen. And we just thank God again tonight. It's 446. What's that? 447 days. 447, amen. My apologies, day 447, that we're here, amen, and God is doing some great things. As we said, the Lord is blessing, amen, and I tell you, we're so grateful just to be a part, amen, where the blessings are flowing, amen, just to be a part. So all of our international listeners, we just want to thank God for you, amen, just to name a few, amen, Jesus. We have several international countries on the line with us. Amen. We have China and Brazil and Bermuda, South Africa, Uganda, amen, Nigeria, glory to God, Jamaica, amen, UK, Lebanon, amen, Spain, France, glory be to God, amen. I believe I even saw Russia, amen, amen, listeners in Russia, amen. So we have new listeners coming to the line every day, and we just want you to know that we know that you're listening, and we thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, we don't know what percentage of, amen, of the population is listening, but we're just grateful, amen, that you, amen, Jesus, amen, that you have tuned in to listen to the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. We thank God for each of you on tonight. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, again, God is doing great and mighty things. And we thank God for each and every one of you, people of God. We just want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen. Glory to God. And you can get a copy of this broadcast. We'll send it to you. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. We'll get this copy to you. Glory to God. We endeavor to do that within at least 24 hours. Amen. So we'll certainly send you a copy of the broadcast. Amen. So that you can listen to it as often as you like as well. We just encourage you to send it, send it, send it. Send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. He sent his word, amen, and healed them. Amen. Glory to God. And he's sending, glory to God. Let the word do the work. We just want to be obedient, glory to God, and send it. Amen, Jesus. We just want to be obedient and let God do, amen, all that he desires to do. The word will do the work. Amen. So we're giving God thanks, amen, and we're giving him praise. We just want to thank God tonight, amen. I want to thank God for my listeners, for my the heads, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Thanking God for each and every one of them, the leaders, amen, because as we always say, the anointing flows down. It doesn't flow up, amen. So we just want to let you know that we're sitting, amen, in a wealthy place in God, amen. You're not just coming to some other line, some of the prayer line, some of the broadcast, but we want to let you know that you're coming, amen, to, glory be to God, a wealthy place, amen, glory to God. So as you're coming in, we just want to welcome you. We just are praying that you have come with expectancy, that you're expecting the Lord to do something. We pray that you came, amen, and you putting a demand on the Holy Ghost, putting a demand on heaven, amen. Glory be to God. Come expecting something, amen. Just come expecting something, expecting God to do something, expecting him to touch you, amen, expecting him to move for someone else. Glory to God, amen. Glory to God, because God is able. He can do it, people of God. He can do it. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And as the word of God says, it's according to the power that worketh within us. Amen. We are a group of born again believers. Amen. We believe God. Amen. We believe God. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. And we believe by faith. Amen. Glory be to God. Because without faith, amen, we can't please God. Amen. We must come. Amen. We're not wavering. Glory to God. But whatever we're asking God for, we are believing, amen, that he's able to perform and that he's able to do. Amen, Jesus, that he will favor us. Amen. Glory be to God in those things that we're petitioning him for. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for my leaders on tonight. Amen. The late Apostle Dr. S.C. James, thanking God for him. Thanking the Lord for his life. Thanking him for his legacy. Amen. Thank you for all that he's done throughout his lifetime. He certainly left a pattern and a blueprint for us to follow. Amen. He traveled all over the world. Amen. Stretching the tent. Glory be to God. And we just give God thanks. Amen. That God has given this avenue. Amen. At the onset of the pandemic, to yet reach a people. Amen, Jesus. There was not a lot of going out. Amen. There were not a lot of, amen, tents being stretched. Glory to God. So the Lord used this platform to yet reach his people. And I'm telling you, people of God, if you could hear some of the testimonies of what God did, amen, on this platform, we just thank God, amen. So we're just trying to advance the vision, amen, thanking the Lord for Mother James, amen. She's the first lady of our ministry, amen, yet continuing to pray for her and the Ferris family. Glory to God, amen. Thanking God on tonight for our senior apostle, amen, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for him and his family. Glory be to God of Trinidad. Thanking God for them. Amen. Hour of Life Ministry. Glory to God. But he's our senior apostle. So we thank God for him and his family, for the body of Christ. Amen. There. And thanking God on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Jesus out of Gainesville, Florida. Amen. Jesus Lighthouse EPC. Amen. Thanking God. Amen, for these men of God, amen, these bishops and my pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor, thanking the Lord for him, amen, glory be to God, thanking God for him and Shepherd Mother Taylor, amen, just giving God thanks, giving God praise for these men of God who are now, amen, holding up this work, amen, the ministry, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. So we're thanking God for them. Glory to God, as we endeavor, amen, as the Prayer News Network, to keep the work moving, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord, amen. We thank God, amen, for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them, amen. We just thank God for them. Glory to God. Again, welcome, amen, as you're continuing to come in. We just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network, amen. Glory be to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network Global, amen. So we're thanking him again for all of our advisors, amen. People of God, I'm telling you, this is not a one-man show, amen, but we thank God for all hands on deck, amen, hard-working advisors, amen. Glory to God, in various ministries. But we thank God that they lend a hand, amen, just to help keep this work going forward, amen. They lend themselves, amen, glory to God, amen, to help keep this work going forward, amen, as co-hosts, as prayer warriors, as sponsors, amen, Jesus, in whatever way, amen, that we need to keep this work going, as the Lord would say, amen. I thank God for each of them, people of God. We'll not be able to do it without them. So we bless our, even our, listen, our outreach team, amen, glory to God, thanking God for them. They do an awesome job of following up, amen, with you, amen. I'm sure you've heard, amen, from them at some point or another, amen, Jesus, that's Evangelist Renee Jones, and glory to God, Minister Emmanuel Holmes. Glory to God, amen. Perhaps you received a card on behalf of the PNN, amen. Part of the outreach coming from Minister Emmanuel, amen. So we thank God. We thank God for each of them. Thanking him for the prayers. It takes prayer, people of God. It takes dedication, glory to God. Keeping the Prayer News Network before the Lord, amen, that we will continue to go forth, amen, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. So we thank God for each and every one of them. We thank God, amen, on tonight for all of, amen, our leaders that come to the line just to sit and listen and be fed. We thank God for you, amen, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Glory to God, amen, ministry of help. In whatever capacity you are, we thank God for you. We thank God for you coming to be with us, amen, just to sit with us, amen, just to hear what the Lord will say, amen. Just coming to hear, amen, just coming to be blessed by the word of God, amen. Thank God on tonight. Glory be to God for you, people of God, each of you. We thank God for you, amen. Glory be to God for each of you that are tuning in, that are coming. Glory to God that keeps us coming back, amen. Glory to God that keeps us before the Lord. Glory to God to see what he will say, amen, to see which direction he will turn, to see what he will do, amen. Glory be to God. Not doing any of this on our own, people of God, but as we said early on, he is the captain of this ship, amen, this Zion, glory to God, and we just somewhere back on deck, amen, doing what, carrying out marching orders, amen. He's in control. He's in control. He has made it evident. He's made it evident that he's in control. Glory to God and people of God, listen, we have no problem, amen, following. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, for this night that he has made, amen, glory to God. And at this time, glory to God, we're going to get ready to bless the line, to sanctify the line, people of God, because, listen, we cannot go to God any kind of way. Now, that, we hold it, we hold that for people of God. We got to be clean. We got to be sanctified, amen. So at this time, glory be to God, we're going to ask Minister Ollie Booker, amen, that she would come forward on tonight to sanctify the line for us before the word. And as well, woman of God, when you sanctify the line, amen, if you would go ahead and introduce our speaker, amen, we'll move in that order. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Take your phone. There you go.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Tonight. Praise the Lord to Minister Bradley. Praise the Lord. Minister Kidd, Pastor Kidd tonight. Praise God for my leaders and your leaders. I praise God for the Holy Ghost.
The recording has started.
God for health and strength. I praise God for everything he's doing in this hour. And I praise God for his word. I thank and I praise God for his word. I praise God for you all coming back tonight just to fellowship with us. And I thank and I praise God. Father God, as we come tonight with thanksgiving in our heart, thank you, Father God, for this day that you have made. God, I thank you for we have rejoiced, and I have been very glad in it. And we come to say thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will examine us, God, through and through. And, Father, all that you find within us, God, that this pleases you, Father, we ask you, God, to take it out. We ask you to wash us, purge us, and cleanse us, Father, from all unrighteousness, for thy name's sake, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, as we come tonight, we're asking you, God, that you create within us a clean heart. Lord God, because only the pure in heart will be able to see you and see you in peace, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ask God that you renew within us a right spirit. Because if we have not the spirit, Father God, we don't belong to you. Even though you created us all. But Lord God, in the name of Jesus, when you come back, you're coming back for your spirit. And for that, Lord, we come to say thank you. We come to say thank you for your goodness and your love and kindness. We come to say thank you for forgiveness of sin. We come to say thank you for renewing the mind. We come to say thank you for amending broken family and broken hearted. We come to say thank you for strengthening God and uplifting the Marie. We come to say thank you, Lord God, for those far and near. We come to say thank you, Lord God, for saving of our family. For the scripture declared, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the last days, that you will pluck your spirit upon all flesh, that our sons and daughters would prophesy, and our young men would see vision, our old men would dream dreams. And for that, God, we come to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that nothing can come to our dwelling place except you say so. And we come to say thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, for you sit so high and you look as low, God. Hey, you behold the good and the evil. For that, we come to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you know the heart. You know the very intent. Father God, you know the way that we take before we take it. You know our uprising and our downfall. And for that, we come to say thank you. Lord God, we come to say thank you that the sick can sound healed. We come to say thank you the weak can sound strong. Lord God, we come, hey, to tell you thank you now. Lord, I come. Hey, Lord, I come. Hey, in the name of Jesus, just to say thank you. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you, Lord God, that I can say thank you. Thank you I can lift my hands to you, God. Thank you we can move. We can move, God, live, move, and have our very being in you. For that we come. In the name of Jesus, says thank you. Thank you for my neighborhood, how you give watch over us both day and night. Thank you for blessing our going out and our coming in. For that, God, we come to say thank you now. We thank you, we praise you for your messenger. We thank you, we praise you for the words you placed in the belly. Thank you, we praise you for the words you placed in the mouth, God, in the name of Jesus. For you know the condition of each and every one of us. You don't see every situation and circumstance. But God, that's absolutely nothing. Hey, absolutely nothing too hard for you, Father. And for that, we come and say thank you now. For that, God, we come and say thank you. And Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, we praise you, God, for men and women all over the world, those in leadership and those that don't think they're walking in leadership. Lord God, that you're looking for an example in the earth. You're looking, God, in the name of Jesus, for integrity in the earth. We asking, God, in the name of Jesus, that you make every pathway straight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that no man, ah, glory, can come unto you, Lord God, except you draw in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to draw tonight. We ask you to draw tonight for and near. We ask you to draw tonight from all four corners of the earth. The such as should be added to the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Save to the utmost now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless every leadership. Bless God, for you know those that are yours. Every door that's opening your name. And everyone that has the blood applied to their life, even those that have not come to you yet, Father, but must come. In the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you now. We come to say thank you. Lord God, we thank you for healing tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing of your people. We thank you for healing, God, of pneumonia. We thank you for healing of blockage. God, we thank you for healing, God, of blood clot. We thank you tonight for healing all manner of sickness and diseases in the name of Jesus. And we come to say thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in you, we don't have to perish tonight, but we can have everlasting life. And for that, God, hey, for that we come to say thank you. Knowing tonight, heaven and earth can pass, but it's your word going to stand. Make and mold us and make us according to your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be able to stand in these last and evil days, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, bless your people everywhere. Strengthen your people everywhere. Build your people from the inside out everywhere. Renew minds everywhere. Lord God, heal. Broken hearted, broken relationship, heal, God. God, heal those that have been abused in all sorts of ways, regardless of what type of abuse, physical, emotional, mental, physical, financial. Father, we asking this night in the name of Jesus that you heal, that you heal, you heal. Manifest yourself in such a way tonight, Lord God, that mankind will know that you God. And besides you, there is no other God. Move tonight according to your spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your wisdom be great in the midst of your people and your knowledge in the name of Jesus. Let your power rise up in your maid service in Jesus' name. Now, Lord God, have your way. Cover us now with the blood of Jesus. Hide us even now behind this cross. Father, for that we say thank you. Bind every foul and evil spirit, every hindering spirit. In the name of Jesus, God, we pull down everything not like it. We cast it from among us now. In Jesus' name we do pray. Father God, we thank you for hearing us always. And Lord God, we say thank you for the answer by faith. in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Lord God, we thank for how you're moving in the earth in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, we love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. We magnify you. Once again, in Jesus' name, thank you. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good God Almighty, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you now. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Saint, friend, foreign, near, all you all that have ears that you can hear tonight, we bless God for you tonight. We bless God for this great woman of God tonight. We praise God for the life that she lived and the example that she set, that wherever she goes, that she represents the name of Jesus Christ by the life and by the love, in the name of Jesus. We thank and we praise God. Been knowing her for some years now, some years. And I praise God that I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that she is definitely a woman of God. Not only just a woman of God, she is a true woman of God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for that, and I thank God for the relationship. I praise God. How can two walk together except they agree? And I thank and I praise God for her because we agree on the truth. We agree on God's word. And I praise God for her for down through the years that God have allowed us to fellowship, sit under Bishop S.E. James, pastor, prophet, and apostle, evangelist. And we praise God for that. And we've sat and we have heard the word, and she has sat with us, and she heard the word. We praise God for her life and her children. We praise God for all of her sacrifices that she has made on the behalf of the love of God and the body of God in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise God for her tonight. And we thank God for she being saved, the Holy Ghost. We praise God. We thank and we praise God for Pastor Kidd from Monroeville, Alabama. And I thank God for, I got to say again, for the love that she has for God's people, for the love that she showed God's people. And I thank and I praise God, wherever she can find herself lending a helping hand, she'll do it. And I thank and I praise God for her tonight, because there's nothing when it comes to heaven. She's not so up there that she can't come down. She has to sweep your floor. She goes by your grocery. She'll come and bring it to you if you can't go do for yourself. She's the type of woman of God that will do these things for you. Not you doing so much for her, but she loves doing it for God's people. And I think and I praise God, not even those that haven't come to the Lord yet, she got so much love and giving in her heart and compassion for the people of the living God. And I thank and I praise God for her tonight. We praise God for her congregation. God for her. And I'm going to introduce the psalm, and I'm going to present to others a woman of God that loves God. And we have preached the gospel and going to tell you nothing but absolute truth in love, I praise God for her tonight. So I'm going to bring before your front tonight Pastor Nellie Kidd from Monroeville, Alabama. So you all receive her as she comes. We ask you to give her a round of applause in Jesus' name. God bless you, Pastor Kidd. Love you much. Love you much. Be blessed. Be blessed. God bless you. Pastor Nellie Kidd, come over. Pastor Kidd, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Praise God.
God bless
praise
you.
The Lord.
God
thank
bless
you. God. God bless you. Amen. We do bless the Lord tonight and give him the glory and the honor tonight. We have this Amen. We're just blessed to be in the midst of the people of God one more time. Amen. God bless you, Minister Booker, for such a beautiful presentation. And we want to say we appreciate the Lord for Minister Brantley tonight. Amen. To all the men and women of God tonight, the house has already been addressed. Amen. We want to say amen. We thank and praise God for Mother Carrie James there. And she's listening tonight. And just want her to know she's always in our spirit. Amen. I mean, to know God is gracious tonight, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. While I'm thinking about it, I do want to give honor to him tonight. Amen. Just for who he is. And I thank and praise God for you, you and you. Thank and praise God for you inviting me to be on this line with the word of God tonight. Because that's the only thing going to bring us out tonight is the word of God. Nothing like the word of God. It's nothing else. It's no other food but the word of God. Amen. So we appreciate the Lord tonight. Just happy to be here one more time. And amen. We yet alive. We yet, the blood is yet running warm in our veins. And we're yet here. We yet can lift up the hands to Jesus and tell him thank you. Amen. Because you really look at it. Somebody was here on last night in this earth. They not here tonight. So I give God all the praise tonight. I haven't gotten so complacent in him until I can't say thank you, Jesus. I haven't gotten so caught up in myself, amen, that I don't know who it is that's keeping me. I often remind people of this song sometimes, if I'm too high, Lord, please bring me down. But my motto is you don't have to ask him to bring you down. If you get too high, he automatically gonna bring us down, amen. So, amen. I want to say amen where God can use me. We bless the Lord for all of you tonight. Some of True Deliverance, amen, is on the line tonight, and others, amen, in the Lord. We just appreciate God for all things, amen. And we're not going to talk about nothing but the word tonight, amen, amen. We yet know, amen, as I elaborate on a few things that were spoken on last night. We yet know and we realize the times that we are in now. Amen. And I heard Mr. Bradley was saying how some had gotten married and how some, amen, had gotten saved. And that's just what we need to do. We're not in the place where God would have us and be pleased with us. Amen. It's time, amen, to do better. It's time, amen, to ask the Lord, what would you have me to do? A lot of times and a lot of things we're doing, we already know, amen, it's not of God. I mean, to know it's time to make a change. It's time to make a change, amen. Make our bed up, amen, hallelujah, somebody. Because we got to know, amen, Jesus has got an eye on us, amen. And we want him to be pleased with us whenever, amen, he calls us, amen. Let me say this. I hear so many people say, amen, that they wish they members or family members and all of that, amen, and all of that, even if they have departed from the earth, they wish them a happy heavenly birthday, amen. But people, let's check ourselves out sometime, amen. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. Amen. I do read in the Bible, and I know that it speaks of heaven and it speaks of a hell. But I'm going to be honest, amen, tonight, amen. I don't know how nobody else feel about it, but I believe somebody else will feel the same way. Amen. All we can do tonight is look to the hills from which coming our help and pray that our family members or whoever they are with to heaven, amen. Because we really think about it, we don't even know. Amen. I don't think we do. We don't even know. Amen. And I pray they do. And I pray that they are there. Amen. But my point is, we if we paid attention, sometimes we are taking God's place. We don't we speak things that we're not sure about. It's things that we imagine and assuming in our minds. Amen. So we have to know and understand, amen, what we are saying sometimes and what we have in our heart. Because what? We don't want to be deceived. If we think everybody is going where we want them to go, let me say this to you tonight. I can do anything I want to do and still go there. Amen. But not so. Not so. Amen. So we have to see, know, and understand that. Amen. I just let to throw that in there. Amen. Because we're living in times now where we never know the day or the hour. But let me give you a little nugget tonight, because we're going to talk on our words and what we say tonight. And God, we thank you now. We bless your holy name. You speak, Lord, as I open my mouth. Bless your people with the word in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to receive it. And we thank you for it. We got to be careful for when you speak. Because when we speak, we create a world around us. We create a world around us with our words. Okay? So we have to be careful what we speak. Amen. And we're going to go into the word or Mark or 9 and 23. I think, yeah, Mark 9 and 23. The word of God says tonight, first of all, Jesus said unto him, he's saying unto us tonight, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible, but we have to believe. We can't just say something or assume something or think something or is going to happen or we want this or we want that, amen, and expect it. But first of all, we have to be on a level with where God would have us, because the word of God says, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it would be done unto you. Amen. So the word is saying tonight, when we abide in God and his word abide in us, what we ask God, or what we believe God for, what we speak, it should line up with the word of God. Because if it does, God is going to move in miraculous ways for us. Amen. And Jesus said 2,000 years ago, a man will have whatever he says. If he believes and not doubt in his heart, if he believes whatever he says, it will come pass. And I think that's Mark 11 and 23, it says here, verse 22, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. First of all, we got to have faith. We got to have faith in God. But how can we have a faith in God, the faith in God, when we don't really have a relationship with God? You have faith in only what we know and who we know. You can't have the faith that we should have when that relationship is not there. When we don't know him, we can't have the faith. That's why I can't imagine. I often think about how a lot of people will call us up, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't quote me wrong. And say, pray for me. Pray for me. Okay, we're going to see in a minute. But it says here, that when we, amen, have faith in God, all things are possible. And as I told somebody a few days ago, a lot of times, not saying we're not praying for one another, because I believe, amen, I always have, because that's the spirit she carries. I believe Minister Booker prays for me. Just call her name. No hard feelings, amen, for nobody else. I believe a many of you praying for me. But a lot of times when we asking people to pray for us, sometimes they forget. Sometimes they don't think about it anymore. Sometimes they forget what we even ask them to pray for. Amen. So we need to get in a place in God, get in a relationship with God that we can pray and believe for ourselves. But the word goes on to say, verse 23 says that, for verily I say unto you, it's Mark 11:23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall ask, shall say unto this mountain. Okay, how many agree with me tonight that corona is a mountain? How many agree with me tonight that cancer is a mountain? How many agree with me tonight that slack is a mountain? Sickness is a mountain. Anything that's not coinciding with the word of God, amen, it's not for us. Amen, because we are the children of God. But first of all, whatever the mountain is tonight, the word of God didn't even tell us to pray. He told us to say. He told us, he's telling us tonight, you talk to the mountain. You speak to the mountain. Amen. You don't so much have to pray about it. He said, talk to it. Tell it what to do. So it says here, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Get out of my way. The word of God say, amen, that we resist the devil and he'll flee from us. A lot of time we have flesh and we are people. Amen. We talk about a thing more than we talk to it. We talk about it. See, if you talk about me or vice versa, you talking about me, come to my face and tell me what it is and how it is. And I know where I stand with you. I know that I can't play with you. I can't lie on you because you coming to me. And when we talk about the enemy in the mountain, amen, well, what you think I ought to do to this for this, or what you think, Sadie went to the doctor. I'm gonna go to the same doctor she did, and this is where we losing out what God has got for us. Sit down, amen, and talk to this mountain. Whatever it is, if it's cancer, if it's high blood pressure, if nobody said amen, that the people of God, amen, wouldn't be kind of aggravated with some of these things in the earth. Because Proverbs 26:2 says the curse causally shall not come. The curse causally shall not come. That's Proverbs 26:2. So long as we are walking in obedience to God, we haven't given the curse a cause to come knocking on my door. Because we have already been delivered, amen. When we are in God, we have been delivered from the curse of the law. Amen. So whatever it is in our body, amen, or whatever we're going through, talk to it. Don't talk about it. He says here, amen, he says, if we say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Faith is action. And we walk by faith. We live by faith. So when you speak a thing, amen, and you know it's rightfully yours in the word of God, or however we want to say it, you know if it's rightfully yours, believe it. Believe what you say. Amen. Believe it. What we say. It is one thing I have learned down through the years about the people of God. We can believe God for money. We can believe God for a house. We can believe God for a car. But we cannot believe God for divine healing. And sometimes we will get kind of upset because first of all, you got to see it. You got to see yourself healed when you heard it. This is what we said some of last night on the imagination. What are you imagining? Do you see yourself sick? Do you see cancer? Amen. But we have to see ourselves. Even when we are hurting, we have to see ourselves healed. Amen. So we have to know and understand it because this is the word of God. Amen. Just briefly, April, I was food poisoned. And people of God, I was a sick woman. I was sick enough to leave here. Nobody really knew it, but a few of the people that through the mirrors, thank God for them. And they called me and just knew I was sick because I didn't call nobody, but they called me. They didn't know I was sick, but after they called me, they knew I were. So this is what I'm saying. The curse don't come. Sickness don't knock on our door. It's going to dance around in our living room. But it don't have to kill us. Amen. So it's definitely going to come because we in the flesh. We still people. But Proverbs 26:2 says it will try to come. But if we haven't given it any reason, it can't come. It can't take us out of here. And I laid in my bed for 3 days. No food, no water, no anything. Because I couldn't take it. I was sick. Okay? We know the scripture said, don't let the inhabitants say you're sick there in the book of Isaiah. But I'm speaking in the past. I'm not speaking present. You will never hear me say, I am sick. You will hear me say, I were. But not I am, because we have what we say. Okay? So we're looking here. But the word says, but either way, when I made up my mind and after I'm coming out of this bed, it took me about a week and a half to get back at myself. But I came up out of that bed, people of God. Amen. And my son was on the line, was calling me. He might be on the line now. I know he was on there last night. But he called me. I told him. He said, "Well, how you doing?" I said, "I just want to rest. I just want to rest. I didn't feel like talking on the phone. I just didn't want to hear nobody. I just was sick, people. But when I made up my mind, and they were doing the resurrection season, during that season, I'm like many others. I don't so much believe in Easter eggs and Easter baskets and all that. I don't believe it. I don't believe in it. But I talked to the enemy that night, that Friday night, and I told him, I said, this is resurrection season. I'm talking about nobody here in my house but me. I said, this is resurrection season. I said, now, if Jesus rose, I'm going to ride. I'm going to ride. And God be the glory. And I said, Satan, get out of my bedroom, get out of my house, and I command you go now in the name of Jesus. And when I woke the next morning, I woke, my eyes come, finger, I'm in a deep sleep. And my eyes snapped open and I was awake. Usually when we wake up in the morning, we toss and turn a little bit. We awake. We don't even open our eyes a lot of times. But when I woke that morning, my eyes snapped open. Just like, bam. And people of God, the sun was shining in my bedroom. Looked like it. And something was. Because I like a dog. I like to sleep in the dark. But it's and I woke up, I said, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. I was living the day before that. But to me, it seemed like I had been off somewhere and come back. I was just that sick. But I didn't get a chance to tighten up on me because I didn't speak the word. I'm sick. I didn't speak the word. I will never say that. I might say, well, you know, I'm not feeling like I should, but I'm sick, and I'm this here, and I got this, I've got this. We don't do that. Amen. Because when we do it, we giving the enemy every time we say it, and don't think it's not an enemy. If it's not, why are these people dying? Amen. Why are so many people crazy? Amen. It's an enemy. And some people say, well, I don't believe in the devil. Well, don't believe in him. Okay? If he mess with Job, he going to mess with you and me. All right. So when we talk his talk, when he talk, when we talk what he is doing, when we talk about how I'm hurting, we bring him on the scene. That's his talk. We bring him on the scene. But when we say, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm here, we bring God on the scene. God follows his word. And the enemy follows his word. God is not negative. He's a poverty God. But the enemy, when we talk negative talk, we on the enemy territory then. Amen. So a lot of times we speak, we dig a ditch or a hole, as we want to say, that's word, with our mouth. What we say is what's going to happen. Amen. If we say what's right, it's right. If we say what's wrong, it's wrong. Because we spoke it. We spoke it. It's very important, amen, to watch what we say. Before we say what the enemy say, that's what he's saying. Oh, she said she's sick. I got her now. I got her. If she just hadn't said that, I was nothing I could do. I just wanted him to say that. I showed up, amen, and he accepted me. She accepted me because she spoke it out of her mouth. She let me know that I'm getting next to her. Amen. I didn't know the word of God say we live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. But if we live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, we die by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the devil or the enemy or whatever, the adversary. He got many names or whatever we want to call it. When we say, I never will get there or I never will have that or I never will have this or that, we have already cursed our own self. We've already cursed our own self. And just because something he says here, I'm going to get here. He says here that we have what we say if we don't doubt it in our heart. We have what we say. So if we don't doubt in our heart that we have cancer, we got it. We got it. Because we said it, and you can't nobody tell you no better. You don't have that. You don't have that. We got it because we said it and we believe it. And if we pay attention to what we say, the more we speak of a thing, the more it comes reality to us. The more if you talk positive talk, you're going to live a positive life. But if you talk negative talk all the time, that's the life you're going to live. It just comes automatically. And the word says here, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. Well, how can you believe you receive a healing when you still hurt? But the word says, I didn't say that. He said, when you pray, believe that you have what we pray. Okay, when we pray, what are we praying? Are we just pleading with God? Lord, please heal me. Lord, you know I got this. And Lord, you know I got that. Well, when we get up, that's what we going to have. When we were there praying, We pleaded with God. Amen. Oh, God, heal me. I have cancer. I have this. I have that. He just told you to speak to it. And he just told us, amen, therefore I say unto you, what do you want? Do you desire to be healed? If you desire to be healed, speak healing. Talk healing. Healing and sickness cannot stay in the same room. Faith and doubt cannot live in the same house. So we have to speak it. And he says here, if we believe, and when you stand praying, forgive. And if, oh, okay. Okay, you mad. We mad with everybody. We upset with everybody. We upset with what somebody did to us 20 years ago. But we want to, we praying, and we expect God to move. We expect to get what we're going after in him. But you haven't forgiven me for what I did before you to you 20 years ago. But you still praying. And the scripture said, if we regard iniquity, if a man regard iniquity in his heart, God won't hear you. And we still. So we have gotten in a place as people, as a nation. We have gotten in a place where we think or act like we can control God. Not so. We're going to have to abide in this word and speak a thing, amen, and it shall come to pass. A lot of people have been praying for 20 years for the same thing and hadn't gotten an answer yet. It's time to put the word of God on that situation. A lot of times, amen, we praying and we not believing. We haven't forgiven. We haven't gotten right with God. And we want to, well, God is doing just what he said he would do. If God said he will bless us, he will do it. He's a God that cannot and will not lie. So why are we not getting what God has promised us? I'm talking to myself now. Something going on. Something going on. Help me, Lord, to see what's going on with me. Because it's been too long. And like we say a lot of times, a lot of people say, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. Where does he have to come from? Where does he have to come from? God's spirit is with every one of us right now. He don't have to come. He said he is close to us as the word is in our mouth. He just said close to us. So where does he have to come from? We've been talking about, we've been waiting on God for 10 years to heal us. No. He told you to speak to that mouth, and if you had spoken to it 9 years ago, it would be gone and believe and clean up. Clean up our hearts. Clean up our minds. Love like the Bible says. We can't get anything from God doing just anything. We have to clean up. He says here that when you stand praying, forgive. If you have an ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you. Oh, I ask the Lord to forgive me. You ain't forgiven because you hadn't forgiven me. I haven't forgiven you. You're deceiving yourself because this is word. I didn't say this. He said, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you. Your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Well, if we are not forgiven, how are we going to heaven? How? I've been cutting up all my life. I've been mistreating people all my life. I've been dating women, husband all my life. Okay? Amen? So I'm not forgiven. I think I am. I'm not forgiven. I'm just taking in my spirit that I am forgiven because I know God is a good God. No, but we got to ask for forgiveness. Sometimes you have to go to that person, personal, because the Lord gonna let us know that we got to go to this person, personal, what you done wrong, what I done wrong. I had to do it. Amen. But now, well, God knows my heart. He knows I have a heart, but yet and still, it's always something we have to do. It's always something we have to do. So we have to know and understand, amen. We watch our words. Amen. Mark 4:27 and Mark 4:10, I got a few scriptures. I'm not gonna try to go into them all, but we know what it says. And he shall sleep and rise night and day. And remember this, your thoughts is a seed. Your what you think is a seed. Everything we do is a seed. We plant thoughts of evil. We plan thoughts of slack. We plan thoughts of plant. Thoughts of not having what God has spoken. We don't realize we plant seeds with what we think. Because the scripture says, so is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So this is why nothing is coming to us as God has promised us. Amen. So he says here, amen, even when we plant a seed, we plant the word of God. Okay? We plant the word of God. That's a seed. When we plant a word of negativism and all of that and doubt and all of that, that's a seed. When we speak that, or whatever we say, we have planted a seed. All right? So we need to start planting what the word of God says. Amen? So he said here that, okay, Mark 4:10, 4:12, that seeing they, I'm just kind of moving through a little bit. Seeing they may see and not perceive. Seeing, we see, but we don't perceive. We look at the blessings God has for us, but we don't believe. We walk up and say, oh, I can't, like they did in the wilderness. Amen. I don't understand that. I just can't see that. I don't see myself with that. You know, dust and dust thing, it killed this here. They died with it. That ain't got nothing to do with you. That ain't got nothing to do with us. That has nothing to do with you. I don't care, amen. I don't mean I don't care, but all the people died with corona, that does not have nothing to do with us. Don't have nothing to do with us. Show you how so negative some people are. I told a friend of mine here a few weeks ago, I told her, I said, you know, I haven't eaten an egg in, I don't know, a long time. Because I caught up that they were making me kind of feel bad in the morning. I ate them two times and I said, it's that egg. I can't say what was wrong, but I haven't had one since and really hadn't wanted one. Been a good while. And I told her that, she said, oh, well, I better stop eating eggs then. That ain't got nothing to do with you. What is me eating an egg got to do with you? So this is why we looking at these things, but we looking at them with our mind, not our spirit. We got to look with the spirit. You got to see. We got to see what God has promised us. No, we will never see it with the natural eye. But you got a spiritual eye. You got a spiritual being on the inside of us. For the natural minded man cannot comprehend the spiritual minded thing. You got to see yourself healed. You got to see yourself with some money if you don't have $2 in your wallet or in our purse. Because God said it. So we miss God and we miss what he has promised us by looking at what we see with the natural eye. This is what why a lot of people tripped out and still tripping out in this pandemic, because they looking at the people that died. Amen. They're looking at that. And when we don't remember or don't relay or replay the word where God has said he was going to put all this sickness on the Egyptians and take it off of us, by his stripes we are healed. Too many people, they talking about God, but they, when things happen, they forget what he said. A lot of people know of God, but they don't know him. So we quote scripture. It's easy to quote scripture, and sometimes we will forget and say, oh, I didn't mean, well, you said it, okay? So he says here that the verse 14 says the soul, verse 13, my fourth chapter, the 13th verse. He said here, the 14th verse, the soul sow the seed. The sower sow the word. Are you a sower tonight? What are you sowing? Are you sowing what the doctor said? Are we sowing what we see with the natural eye? Amen. What are we sowing? The word of God says we sow the word. That's what we sow. We don't sow what they talking about on the news. We sow the word of God. Amen. Because he said none of these things will come now. That's what he's saying. He said none of these things will come now. I believe. He told us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, when the land gets sick. And it's sick now. Putting it in parables. When the land gets sick, he knew the land was going to be sick before the word. We saw the word with our eyes. God knew that. He said, when the land gets sick, his people, if my people that are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face. God got some wicked people. Oh, yeah. He said, turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. I see some stuff right now. As much as we have gone through, as much as we have had to believe God, as much as we have to speak prophetic words over the people of God, and I really want to go there tonight, but I had to be led by the Lord. We have to know that we got people in the land that's calling themselves men and women of God. Amen. Somebody might not like this, but I'm just telling you what the words say. You know it. We know it. They're not of God. They'll come and tell you what does say the Lord. And the Lord is saying all the time, I didn't send them. They lying to you. I didn't send them. They come on their own. Because when we hear the word of God, and I give you a prophecy, if it does not line up with the Bible, throw it out of your category. Throw it out of your fire cabinet. Because I cannot say to you tonight or whoever, amen, or even my own children, I cannot say to you that God is going to bless you continually, because he's not going to wink his eye always. We got to come clean. with God. As we come clean with God, we got some power. You don't have no power. We don't have no power doing against God's will. And I want more. Amen. I do. I want to hear more. Amen. Or just a word. Because the Bible said the letter kill it, but the spirit give life. Everybody got a word now, people of God. Everybody has heard from God now. In these times, let them say it. I tell it. But that's why we have to know the spirit and see if it's of God. So if we not in God, we don't know. We call right wrong. We call wrong right. If we don't know his ways, if we don't know him, amen. If somebody, amen, got a seat to get in there, amen, when he walk into the house of God and never seen him before, somebody got to have some discernment. Because these are the times we're living in. But we want to speak the word. We want things to happen to us, but we don't want to come out of our skittish ways. So he told us, amen, there, amen, in Chronicles. When we do these things, amen, he'll heal the land. But no, we looking at what the world say. The world told us to take some shots. And that's what we doing. But God didn't say that. The whole land is sick, not just with corona, but it's sick with sin. And sin brings on these other things. But we would rather tiptoe a little bit and play in the shallow water and do what the world tells us to do. And that's just for a season. So instead of us believing God and turning from our ways, he said, my people. Can I say that tonight? My people. He talking to me too. Amen. So we not seeking his face. We in the line getting the corona test just like the world. Somebody saying she bold. Amen. But we're just saying what the word says. Amen. He gives us that power. After we receive the Holy Ghost, we receive power. Do you have the Holy Ghost tonight? You don't have no power if you don't. We might think we do. That's what the word says. I didn't see no way if you get it in the word. And this is what's happening. We as people of God, that he has kept us, we a lot of times, we have fallen, amen, in the way with it. With the world, because we looking at how big the service is and all of that, and but I thank God. Let me say this, amen. As I was getting ready to say, I pray somebody pick that up. And he should speak when we speak a word, when we plant a seed, when we sow a seed. Okay, you can look in the natural and see that with your natural mind. You go out here this evening, you plant a seed. You go out there, you plant some peas or whatever, even in the natural. But we talking about the seed, the word of God tonight. Amen. I will have money. I will not be broke. That's a seed. Oh, I don't know. I just look like the Lord don't care nothing about me. We got to put all this away. He has no respect of a person. Amen. But when we plant this seed, the scripture says that we shall go to sleep, amen, go to sleep, and I'm looking for scripture while I'm talking. We shall go to sleep, and we're going to rise day and night, okay? Mark 4:26. The word says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Nothing is coming up if we don't plant a seed. Nothing is going to happen. The mountain is not going to move except we say so. Talk to it. You know, the doctor said, you know, I got this or I got that. I don't even like to like to make parables of it because I just don't. I got this or I got that. And y'all pray for me. He told us to put the word on it. That's what he said. He really didn't tell me to ask nobody to pray for me. He told me to speak to it. Okay? So he says here, he said, and he said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise day and night. And he's going to sleep and he's going to rise day and night. You cast the seed into the ground. You have spoken the word. It might not happen tomorrow. It might not happen Friday. But don't take your seed out of the ground by changing your word. Because when we go and say, well, I don't look like that boy going to be saved. Don't look like I just pray so hard and just look like he getting worse. You already done messed him up. We have. Because we planted the seed. The prophet told us, the child going to be saved. All right. Open your mind and speak a word. Speak a prophetic word to yourself, to your family, in your household. Okay? If the child go and cut the climb, oh, that boy, he ain't going to do nothing. We already done messed up. Because you pulled your seed up out the ground. Because it didn't happen tomorrow. The scripture is saying tonight we're going to sleep day and night. And the seed going to spring up and grow up. And we don't know how. Don't try to figure out how. You just plant the seed. We just speak the word. Well, I don't see that. I can't understand that. I can't understand. Lord, have mercy. Help me tonight, Jesus. I can't understand that. My neighbor down the street, he killed her. This ain't got nothing to do with you. And I say you, I ain't talking to y'all on the lines. I'm talking to life as a whole. Amen. So we see, you go to sleep and you say, well, it ain't happened yet. You go back to sleep tonight, it ain't happened yet. We go back to sleep tonight, wake up next month, it ain't happened yet. You planted the seed. Let it stay in the ground by not speaking on it, the wrong thing. You planted it. Some things, it takes longer to come out the ground than others. I'm telling somebody the other week, or people are just like nuts. Nuts what you eat. Amen? Some people, it take a hammer to crack a nut. I mean, some nuts, it take a hammer to crack. Now, peanuts, we can take them and crack them in between our thumb and our second finger there. But then we have to get a nutcracker for them Brazils and Brazil nuts and all that. We got all of that. That's what people are. Some people, you don't crack them overnight. So when we speak the word, amen, whatever it is, amen, don't change your confession. When you change, we change our confession, amen, we give it back. We have aborted it. When I say I'm going to do this, or I'm going to have this, and when we say we're going to do this, my child going to be saved, and he might go out there and smoke him a joint tomorrow. Never smoked before. That's the devil. He wants you to change your confession. Because he knows once you change it, it's all over. That's how he get us. Once we change it, you spoke last night. I spoke, yeah, my child going to be saved. He going to preach the word. Who knows? So the scripture is telling us here, amen, don't try to figure it out. Just keep your seed in the ground. Plant your seed, put it in the ground. If the doctor say, I got cancer, and I go back next week, and he said, well, I see it getting worse. Oh, I just spoke healing. And I know the scripture say I'm healed. I spoke it 2 months ago. I spoke it 2 months ago. But the enemy going to come. He got to throw his little wrench in there. We got to stay with the word of God. So when we sow a seed, we sow the word, not what the enemy say, not negative stuff. And we don't know how God don't do it. Verse 27 said, we go to sleep and we wake up and still ain't we don't see nothing. We even walk out there and look at the garden and I remember that's how my dad used to do. He'd walk out there and check his little turnip greens and little collard plants every morning or every evening, and sometimes it ain't looking so good. But he yet believed. You go out there later on, it's sprouting up. I see life. I see life. I've had too many plants to die, green plants. I'm a plant lover. And I'm talking about die. They look dead to me. But when I work with them and start watering them and talking to them, it takes a while. But later on, you see a little green sprout sticking up. And when you see that green sprout, you know then, it's life still there. It's life still there. So we have to know, see, and understand. But what we want it now. We don't want to wait for it. We don't want to work for it. We don't want to believe for it. And we just want somebody else to just pray. Some people don't even want to pray. Pray for me. They don't want to pray. They want us to do all the work, and they get the result. So we don't. What we want it right now. All right? So he goes on to say, for the herb bring forth the fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. It's a place we have to go through to get. It's some stages you have to go to. We do, to get what God has promised us. Something you don't get the snap of your finger. But when the fruit is brought forth immediately, he put in the sickle because the harvest is come. And he said, well, until shall we liken the kingdom of God, is what comparison should we compare? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, we know how small a mustard seed is. When it is sown, it grows up and it becomes greater than all herbs. Oh, that little mustard seed is showing out. It has everything. You speak a word. Some people say that ain't nothing. You say it. If you, that's what you want, that's what you believe, speak it. Put it in the ground. Amen. And he says here that and shoot it out great branches so the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. When we speak the word of God, somebody going to hear. Somebody going to live by it. But when we talk all this negative stuff with, I don't know. Yes, we do know. We have everything we need in the word of God. And don't ever speak a word that the enemy can use against us and then say, I was just playing. It's gone now. You don't put it out there. It's gone now. That's the reason we don't play as people and saints of God. Oh, I was just teasing, and he definitely told us don't do that. Amen. I don't care how much we play with the children or our young men and women. Never tell that child you won't never be nobody. Bet you this time next year you'll be in jail. We don't talk that. I don't care how you look to me. I don't care how you want to cut up. You're going to be a doctor. You're going to be a lawyer. You're going to be a millionaire. I have spoken, and ain't nothing you can do about it. I don't care. You're going to preach the word of God. You're going to work in the kingdom of God. But we go by what we see. I'm closing. A lot of things the Lord has promised us, we don't see ourselves with them. We see what we see. We see where we are at. And our mind and our spirit is going to keep us there. Because what we have, what we believe, and we have to see before we receive. You got to see yourself healed. I don't care if your back bandaged up. You got to see yourself healed. Amen. I don't care. Amen. What? If the house you live in, you know it's better for you. You got to see it. What am I going to do that for? Hey, here I am here. You got to see it. Our spirit goes out and bring back into us what we sent it out there to do. So we have to see it. Amen. We have to know and understand that. So quit saying we're going to, well, I'm going to leave it up to the Lord. I'm waiting. I know God going to come. God going to heal me. Again, I say we already healed. You know why you think you're not healed? Because of the way you feel. But that's not what the word says. When we start speaking, we heal. We wake up one night. You don't feel the pain no more. I've been there. I'm going to tell you a quick testimony. It's a great testimony. I think she should be on the line tonight, Mr. Buchanan. Mr. Booker Noah. Her sister, they was getting ready to cut one of her legs off here, about 3 or 4 months ago. They had set her up to cut her leg off, her sister, Deborah. And we prayed at church that Sunday, and Deborah was there. And this is how the enemy is doing us, people of God, and even in this pandemic, I have to get up and walk a little bit. Even in this pandemic, we don't let the enemy trick us if we're not very watchful. Everything he tells us to do, we're going to run do it. We know anything, we're going to be accepted the mark of the beast. And it's going to be too late to get out when we realize what we have done. We got to believe God. I don't care how bad the situation looks. We got to believe God. But I called Deborah up that Sunday, and I prayed for her. She didn't ask me. I prayed for her. And I know just what the word is saying tonight. Open your mouth and speak a word. She had made up her mind to let her leg be amputated. Okay? And I prayed. We prayed. And when she went to walk out the sanctuary, I told her, I said, Deborah, don't you let them folks cut your leg off. Don't you do that. And we still, because she had made up her mind to do it. Yes. And they told her, if you want to live, we're going to have to amputate this leg. Okay? So God taught her after we prayed and spoke the word, and she changed her mind. She went to the doctor the following week. I mean, the next day, I've forgotten that. But I think Mr. Buchanan, she hit me. She told the doctor, she said, if I change my mind, she said, I'm going to wait and see what God going to do. Okay? Well, she said, no. She said, I changed my mind. I'm going to wait and see what God going to do. And they did what they were going to do there in Mobile, and they sent her home. But let us go in there and clean it out. Let us go in there and clean out bacteria in your knee. I think it will. Let us go. Well, why couldn't you do that in the beginning? Why y'all didn't do that in the beginning? Okay? So they went in there and cleaned it out or whatever they did, put a stent, I think I'm saying it right, in a leg, and she kept going back. Oh, it's looking better. It's healing. This is the doctor talking. But what if she had made haste and let those doctors amputate her leg? The scripture says, believe the prophet and you shall prosper. The Lord gave me the revelation on that last week. If a prophet tell you something, a person that's sent from God, amen, you can look for it to come to pass, but you've got to believe. It was impossible. Should have looked impossible. It kind of looked something like to us because the leg looked a mess. But still, she's doing good. She's still here. And they say it's healed. The same doctor was going to amputate it. Speak a word. Plant a seed. And don't go out there and pull our seeds up just because it don't come up tomorrow. If you have spoken the word, we have spoken the word, it's going to come to pass. But speak what God has said. Nothing but what God has said. Amen. And when we do go to doctors and they ask you, you ever notice they ask you, do are you a diabetic? I don't know. That's what I'm here for. Are you this? Are you that? That the enemy wants you to say, yes, I am. Once you say, yes, I am, he got hold of you then. But if the doctor, let him tell you, no, I'm not. You said that, I didn't. That's the only way the enemy can get us, by we open our mouth. When my closing, the mouths you have in your life tonight, it might be sickness. It might be slack or whatever. Start talking to it. Speak the word. And don't ever think that we are at a place that when we speak a word, it won't. Don't look at how the situation looks. It just looks bad. Speak the word. Wish I had time to go into some more stuff. But James said, "We our tongue messes up." The scripture tells us when we talk, we either speak life or death. What are we speaking tonight? Yes, I have a tongue in our mouth, and it's the littlest thing on our body, except it's the littlest thing on our body, really. But it messes us up. It sets fire. It'll send stuff out or easy to bring stuff in. Whatever we speak, what are we speaking tonight? Move the mountains with your words. Plant the sow the seed, and that's the word of God. Don't talk nothing but his word. And when you talk it enough, you're going to believe it because things going to go to happening, and you're going to believe it. But when we speak, look for something to happen. Get in the word and see what the word say about it. Don't let nobody ever say, well, I don't see how you can do that. I don't see. And some people, you don't even need to tell them what you're going through. They can be walking by us side by side. Don't tell them. How can two walk together except they be agreed? You're not going to believe it. And if I stay around you long enough, I won't believe you. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight, amen. We give God the glory and the honor, amen. For God is so gracious. Again, I say, amen. Talk to your mountain. Don't just pray about it all the time. Talk to it. Speak to it. We don't have to pray. We don't have to get on our knees and tell God what's wrong with us. He already knows. We don't have to tell him we got cancer. He already knows. He said, talk to it. We don't have to tell him we need a job. He said, talk to it. Get up and get dressed for your interview. Leave home with a job in your spirit. I'm going to get my job today. I'm going to get my car today. Or whatever. I'm healed. How do you say you're healed? You still hurt? I'm healed because it's already been spoken. And I receive it in Jesus' name. We thank and praise God for you tonight. Amen. I love you in the Lord. Amen. Every one of you. Because you're part of Dr. S.D. James. And you're part of me. You're part of one of them. Amen. I love you in the Lord tonight. We pray somebody got something out of the word of God and you want to say, be encouraged. Speak nothing but the word of God. before you speak it. Look for something to happen and watch for it, and you will receive it. The Spirit is saying to me, somebody pick your head up tonight. Hold your head up. It's been dropped long enough. Hold it up, because God is coming toward us tonight. Amen. Your blessing, amen, is closer than you think. All right, Melissa Bradley, amen. We bless the Lord for all of you tonight. And I pray somebody, amen. Amen. Just walk in this word, obey it, and watch God. Amen. Thank God for you. Mr. Bradley?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for this word on tonight. Glory to God. This life-changing word. Amen. Glory be to God. I just believe, glory to God, that hearers heard on tonight and are ready to move forth in obedience. Glory to God. Be sure as we move forth in obedience, glory be to God, we shall see manifestation. Amen. Right. This word on tonight, amen. I'm telling you, people of God, you know, like you said, amen, sometimes we hear the word, glory to God, but sometimes we just got to be reminded. We just got to be reminded, people of God.
Yes,
and I thank God for this word on tonight, amen. Just, amen, as Minister Ollie says a lot of times in her prayer, glory be to God, Lord, you said it, and I come in agreement. Just coming in agreement with what he said.
Yes.
Just say what he say. Glory to God. Speak it. Put the word on it. Glory be to God. Glory to God. That gets me excited, all stirred up on tonight. Glory be to God. It's time. It's time, people of God. It's time. It's time. Glory be to God. I thank God for this stirring word on tonight. Amen. I feel it stirring in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I just thank the Lord on tonight, glory to God, because we can change things. The word of God already said it.
Yes.
We can call those things that be not as though they were. Change. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank God on tonight for the word, woman of God, if you will, on tonight. We just want to ask you if you would open the platform and perhaps there's anyone on tonight that is, amen, that wants to, first and foremost, we know the Lord wants to bless us, and we know, glory be to God, amen. Jesus, as the scripture said, if we would not regard iniquity in our hearts, he won't hear us, amen. Have someone on tonight is ready to take their place in the kingdom, amen. They're ready, amen, to surrender to us. Glory to God.
Hey,
we want
God
to open the platform. Amen. For that, woman of God, if you open that door for anyone. And then after that, amen, for a couple of requests on tonight. Amen. We already heard the word. We heard the word. Glory
amen.
To God. And glory to God. But we're going to put those petitions, amen, before the Lord and ask you, woman of God, if you will, amen, declare and decree a thing for the people of God on tonight. So we turn the platform back over to you, woman of God. Amen, in that order.
Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Yes, ma'am. If you would just open the door, amen, for anyone that desires to, amen, give their life to the Lord on tonight. We just want to open the doors for them if they want to come on in, amen, into the kingdom of tonight, glory to God. And then after that, if there are none, amen, we want to, amen, open the platform for anybody that has special prayer requests on tonight, amen.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, amen, amen. All right, we bless the Lord again, amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone tonight, amen? They want to give your life to the Lord, amen. Or you might want to be rededicated. Amen. Every once in a while, amen, I have to do some things, amen. There's nothing wrong with it. Amen. Anyone.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
You're taking that everybody's faith tonight, amen. And the scripture says today you his voice, heart, not your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. So God is good. He's blessing us. He's seen us through. But we yet not know the day or the hour.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in times that we've never seen before. People of God, when I arise every morning, I say, God, I thank you for just blessing me to arise one more day. Amen. And I haven't always done that, but I need to see in the spirit what times we're living in. Expect to live a long time, but we yet never know. So there any war. Amen. Mm-hmm. I want to give you life tonight, or make a rededication to him. Some, amen, might just want to call because you know it's somebody that you done wrong. We flesh. You can come for that. Amen. For God knows us all. He knows the very intent of our heart.
Yeah, they can just press
all
star.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They can press star 6 and come over on the platform side if they desire to. Amen. Just press star 6. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, woman of God, there's no one on the platform on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, do we have anyone tonight that requests a special prayer? If not, be ashamed. The Lord says we be ashamed of him. Amen. The Father would be ashamed of us. Amen. It's good if everybody's in good standing with him tonight. That's a blessing. I love it. I love it. Amen. But even that, amen, nobody, amen, wants to come personally. Pastor Bradley, I mean, Minister Bradley, is it okay if I just pray anyhow? Hello?
Praise the Lord, woman of God. Lord, I do
okay.
Have a prayer request. I do receive the prayer request, and this is for Brian, for Brian Jr. He's in the hospital with pneumonia and blood clots in his lungs. So we're asking for prayer for Brian Jr. on tonight. Amen.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, well, if there's no one else, we don't go.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the message, Pastor Q. Thank God for the word, and thank God for the message. Thank God for Evander Bradley and the PNN and just everybody listening tonight. Amen. It's Sister Jane. I would like prayer for my nephew, Dale Packer. He's also in the hospital with lung problems. They had to draw some fluid out today. He got to where he couldn't breathe, and they drawed a bunch of fluid out, but he's in the hospital too. So we're requesting prayer for him and Mr. Larry. Still requesting prayer for Mr. Larry Nichols, please, Mr. Larry. Amen. And requesting prayer just for the family. Amen. God bless y'all. Thank you so much.
Amen. Do we have another?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, caller. Press, take your phone off of mute. We see you on, okay, there you go.
Praise the Lord.
Praise it.
My name is Abraham Knott. Can you hear me?
Sam, we can hear
Hello?
You.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Look, what? Okay, I go to the doctor tomorrow for my first COVID shot, and I'm kind of scared a little bit. I'm scared. I'm kind of scared, and I let me, you know, a prayer and stuff,
God.
You know, everything will be all right.
All right. Amen. You just don't ask the Lord for all your footsteps, and that's your choice. You're not going to tell anybody, change anybody's choices and all of that. Amen. You just don't ask the Lord to lead you. But you have acknowledged him. Amen. We pray for that. All right, anybody else?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
We can hear. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
My name is Sister Betty. I'm requesting prayer for my nephew, David Pearson. He's going into surgery on Thursday on his arm and his neck, and I'm requesting prayer for him and his family. And I'm praying, I'm asking also for prayer for the Clark family.
Okay. There'll be another
woman. Also, we would like to keep the Smith family in prayer. The Smith family, Gloria Smith, her home growing was fantastic. So we certainly want to keep them in prayer.
What family? What's the name of the family?
The Smith family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing it down. Okay.
And I did receive 3 more prayer requests. I'm trying to.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'd like to ask prayer for my cousin Dale. He's been having some bleeding problems, and he's supposed to go to the doctor sometime this week. I'd just like to ask prayer for him.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
There were 3 more prayer requests that we received. While we're waiting, anyone else on to me?
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm requesting prayer for my brother Joe. He's been in a hospital. They found a mass in his lungs. We're requesting prayer that all is well with him.
Okay.
There is requested prayer for Pastor Janice Williams and her husband, Pastor John Williams, one of God, if we could lift them up in prayer tonight as well.
Who? And John?
Yes, ma'am. Pastor Janice and John Williams.
Okay. Dennis, right? Or Jenny? Dennis.
Janice. And John Williams. Mm-hmm.
Are they twins? I'm sorry.
No, ma'am. It's a husband and wife, Pastor Janice and.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's Jenny. Jenny. Mm-hmm. How'd you say Jenny?
Another prayer request. Okay, this we got that. Pastor Janice Williams. Request for Mr. George, the George family, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's it, woman of God. I don't think I need to be anymore. We're gonna make one more call.
Okay.
Is anybody? Amen. Glory to God. If you would, press star 6. Yeah. Press on tonight. Amen. Woman of God, take us before the throne of grace. Amen.
I missed you. I mean it. I missed you. Something. Are you ready for me to pray now?
Yes, ma'am. Looks like the platform is free now. So, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Better to touch and agree.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Eternal all wise, Father, we come this evening now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we come now, and you told us to ask, and it shall be done. You told us to speak, and what we speak would come to pass. We come now, Lord, and we touch and agree, and then you said we have to touch and agree upon anything in your name. That's your word, Lord. You promised us you would hear us and you would do it. My gracious Lord, you heard the names that we called tonight and even some that wasn't called. Thank you that you know every one of us name by name. You know even the ones we don't know. You know the ailment. You know the issues. You know, oh God, where they hurt. But we come now, Father God, on behalf of Brown Jr. And God, we speak healing to his lung tonight. The blood clots, Lord, we speak to them. And we command them to be dissolved now in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you because you said it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you concerning Brother Dale Packer.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, that he received his healing tonight in his lungs.
Yes.
Larry Michael Nichols and family, we pray for this family, God, and Brother Larry.
Yes.
Oh God, whatever it is, you do it. We call it to be so now. And God, we ask you to order Sister Alberta's seat and her spirit, even concerning the shots, oh Lord, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And we thank you for that. Betty, oh God, she asked for David Pearson and the Smith family. We speak healing, God. Whatever it is, we speak healing. We speak deliverance for these people.
Dale,
God, we command the bleeding to cease now in Jesus' name, even the mask over the lung. Brother Joe, Lord, we speak healing for these people tonight. You told us we could do it.
Yes.
Pastor Jenny and John Williams, whatever it is, do it for them, Father. We call it to be so. And
yes.
The George family, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak, yes. God, that miracles be worked in these families.
Yes.
And we believe you now. We speak healing. We're not going to ask you to do it because you've already said we could speak to it. We speak to every mouth in here tonight. And even the ones that we don't know about, we command them to be moved tonight. And we believe it's done. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it.
Thank you, Pete. Amen. Amen. Bahaya Lubosha. Glory to God. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. Again on tonight, people of God, for amen, all that has been said, all that has been spoken on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. For you, woman of God. And people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy, as we've already stated, you can get a copy of this broadcast. It's absolutely free. Amen. Simply text on tonight, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, for our international listeners, you can contact us via WhatsApp. simply text us, amen, let us know that you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, and we will send it to you as well, amen. Glory to God. Again, it doesn't cost you anything. For those that are listening on Facebook, on our Facebook page, amen, you're also live even as we're broadcasting. We thank God for you as well. Please, ma'am, please, sir, amen, send this broadcast. Send somebody, text somebody, tag somebody, send it via messenger. Amen. This powerful, powerful word on tonight. Amen. But we want them to be blessed. We were blessed. We were surely blessed on tonight. We were stirred in our spirit on tonight. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Again, for this word, for this woman of God, amen. And we're going to ask on tonight, Minister Ali, amen, if she would come and pray a blessing over you tonight, woman of God, you, your ministry, your family on tonight. Minister Ali, if you would. And after the prayer, we're going to open the lines, glory to God, for God bless your praise, amen, in Jesus' name. You have the platform, Minister. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Minister Ali. Amen. She may not be able to connect over on the broadcast side. Amen. We're going to ask Minister Emmanuel if you would pray a blessing over our speaker tonight, Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the word of faith, amen, that we heard tonight. Amen. We receive the word of God and we speak, amen, the word of God into existence, even into our lives. Amen. We want to pray for you that, man, that God will cover you, amen, in his precious blood. Most gracious Heavenly Father, the giver of a good and perfect gift, we humbly thank you right now. We thank you. We praise you. Father God, we thank you for your woman servant, God, that have unveiled herself these last two nights, declaring your word. Oh, God, giving us, oh, God, to speak faith over our life. Father God, we shall live and not die to declare your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you. We praise you, God. We love you. Oh, God, we thank you for the great things that you have done. Father God, we pray, oh, God, right now, even over the woman of God. Oh, God, we continue to pray that you will continue to strengthen her body. Oh, God, give her a double portion of thy spirit. Help her to do thy will. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you be her strength tonight. Lord, you be her arm bearer. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, hold her up, oh, God. Oh, God, God and leader, that's in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that you're able to make that the power. Lord, you be pleased, you be glorified, even with her life, Father God. We pray that you will bless her ministry. Oh, God, open up doors for her. God, make ways out of no way. Oh, God, you just speak the word, and it shall be done. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we count it done, and we believe you, and we thank you in advance for it. We thank you for the manifestation that shall come forth even after this night. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you so much, Minister Emmanuel. People of God, we're going to open the lines on tonight. Amen, Jesus, Lord God. We want to offer unto the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Just sacrifice of thanksgiving for what he's done on tonight for this word and what this word is about to do in our lives. We're going to open the line for a unified praise on tonight. And before you leave the line, amen, just bless the Lord and give him thanks for what he has given unto you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to open our lines. Glory be to God. And let's praise him. Tonight.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Amen. For you, woman of God, on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to release the platform back to you. Amen, Jesus, for, amen, the final remarks. People of God, we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Tell somebody about the PNN. Bring somebody, amen, in fellowship with you. Woman of God, we're going to release the platform back to you, amen, for final words and for the prayer, amen, of dismissal on tonight.
Amen. Again, we bless the Lord. Father God, we thank you again for this line. God, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this people that you have called by name, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus, and your word. But when we see your word, we see you, oh God. And Father, we thank you. I thank you for this spiritual family that has invited me to be on this line. And God, I pray that you touch everyone. Oh God, whatever is needed, God, I speak it into existence now. God, if it's healing, if it's deliverance, God, if there's a need in the homes, God, I speak it to be so in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I bless everyone, oh God. I speak blessings in their lives in Jesus' name.
Yes,
oh, God, I prophesy swelling things to them. I prophesy miracles in these families tonight.
God,
even these brothers and these sisters that's in the hospital, Lord. God, I speak that they walk out the hospital healed in the name of Jesus. And we lift you up tonight. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Oh, God, we wouldn't dare give your honor to none of them. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we leave blessings on this line tonight with these people. In the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you. We give you the glory and all the honor. We love you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let thy will be done. We accept what you do. For we know you, God. You the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. You know every one of us, God. Whatever you do, we're satisfied. But we trust you, Lord. We trust you.
Yeah.
Help us to speak your word like never before and believe that we will have what we say in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just praise you for all you have done and all you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. I bless every one of you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, amen, that we go to sleep tonight in Jesus, believing God for whatever it is. Whatever it is, we believe God tonight. Amen. Mm-hmm. We touched and agreed.
Yes.
And we believe God, and I know it's more than the two of us on this line, but
oh,
look what his word said, amen. My God, my God, one can put a thousand to a flight, two can put 10,000, amen. We believe healing tonight. We believe, amen, and we know that we are prosperous and in health, even as our soul prosper. God bless you. I love every one of you. Hope I can get back with you soon in the name of Jesus. Bless you.
Amen. Amen, woman of God. God bless you. We look forward to you coming back again. God bless you, people of God.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. Ha! Woo! In Jesus' name.
Yeah, God. Jesus.
Reap the harvest.
Thank you, Lord.
Reap the harvest of this word.
God.
Amen. Love you.
Yes, God.
Amen. We'll see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
God
you.
God bless. God bless.
God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes you
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.